Today is the holy appearance day of Lalita Devi. Lalita Saptami, seventh lunar day of bright fortnight of the month Bhadra, middle of August to middle of September, you may say. But you have got no difficulty. In India, there are persons who also observe Lalita Saptami, but with different motive. In the almanac it is written there, Bengali. Lalita Saptami means, they say, kutkuti, kutkut brit bhav, a kind of bhav by which they can get child. For that they worship women. Women they perform Lalita Saptami. Lalita means Durga, Mahadev, demigods. They worship it for getting material benefit, for getting child. But ours is not for that. It is the holy advent day of Lalita Devi, chief of the eight Sakhis, confidantes, eight Sakhis. Radharani will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita is written, Ladri Shakti, Sandini Shakti, Sambit Shakti. Sadamsa Sandini, Anandamsa Alhadini, Tidamsa Sambit, Gyan Kuni Mani. Sambit Shakti Mat Vigraha is Krishna, Sandini Shakti Mat Vigraha form Baladev, Ladni Shakti Muti is Radhika. Radhika extended herself first into eight forms to serve Nandanandan Krishna in eight modes of worship. They have taken a different forms. Of them, Lalita is prominent, chief, and we belong to Lalita school of thought. Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Indulekha, Champakleka, Rangadevi, Tungavidya, Sudevi, eight Sakhis. There are millions of Sakhis, but eight Sakhis are prominent. And they have got other personal associates, attendants. They are called Manjari. Among the Manjari, Rupa Manjari is the highest under this Lalita Sakhi channel. Rupa Manjari means Rupa Goswami. In Mahaprabhu school of thought, Rupa Goswami. In Krishna Lila, in Krishna, the times of Krishna, Rupa Manjari. Now here Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said one thing, that we have to think very, very carefully. In his own writing in Bengali, Radha Krishna, about Radha Krishna, let us speak how we can get it. Radha Krishna Charan Kamale Man, Vaibhacharam Saran. Ultimately, whether I can get Radha Krishna, let us speak his service. Radha Krishna is the object of worship, not only Krishna or Radha. Radha Krishna, both complete. Without that, it will not be complete. Now, Radharani extended herself first into eight forms, principal forms. She has got infinite forms. It is written in Brahma Bhavika Puran. There are some persons, they say, there is no scriptural evidence of Radharani. Wrong. Clearly we will find in Brahma Bhavika Puran, in Padma Puran, where the Vyasmuni has narrated. And also in Devi Bhagavat and other Brahadev, etc. And even Kaviraj Goswami has written Chaitanya Charitamrita. In detail, Govinda Lilamrita. And all Goswamis they have written. And if you go to Vrindavan, you will find everywhere Radha Krishna, not Krishna. Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Ravan, etc. But that is, Radha is the counterpart of Supreme Lord Krishna. Complete transcendental spiritual potency. Chinmaya Shakti is represented by Radharani. Radha means in Bengali or in Sanskrit Aradhana. Aradhana means worship. Worship of Krishna, we say Aradhana of Krishna. And one who performs Aradhana, one who worships, is called Aradhak. And in feminine, Aradhika. And briefly, Radhika. More briefly, Radha. Krishna is serving himself. Radha is not different from Krishna. Krishna's full, complete spiritual potency. Krishna himself is serving Krishna. As you find our Gurudev used to explain it by giving evidence from Gita that in human body also you will find karya karana kartritva hetu prakriti ucchate purusha sukha dukkhanam bhaktitva hetu ucchate karya karana kartritva hetu prakriti ucchate. Karya is effect, karana is cause and effect. Dominating here prakriti. Prakriti means energy, material energy of three primal qualities, sattara, tamaguna. By that, in the world you will find all things are happening, weather and other things, everything is happening. This is the action of Karja Karan is done by Prakriti, energy, material energy. In my body, I have got a material energy, outcome of material energy, this material body, gross and subtle body. But my real self is the outcome of the spiritual energy, or more correctly to say, Bhajan energy. But in the form it is spiritual. It emerges from Bhajan potency. Now, you will find two aspects in the human being. Karja Karana Kottiti Hetu Prakriti. I have got my prakriti, energy. That energy doing all activities, karja and karan, their prakriti is dominant. But for feeling of contentment or sorrow, suffering, that can be felt by only conscious principle. That conscious principle existing knowledge, conscious principle, existing knowledge and blissful principle is Atma. That bhakti teturuchati, whatever is being done now in the body, everything is going on, action. But that is congenial, I think it is good. Not congenial, I feel suffering. That is called Purush. Purush Gudukkaram Bhakti Teturuchati. Purush is the predominating aspect of the mind. One word is used there in West, in English. That is our Guru Bhargava used. Also use it. Moiety. Moiety. There are two halves, half. One half of one thing. Two halves make one. For that reason, predominating aspect of the moiety is Krishna. The dominant aspect of the moiety is Radharani. So, predominantly as for Krishna, he is the original Bhagavan, and other forms, descended forms, they are not at par with Nandanandan Krishna. They are coming from him. Not all the mellows or all the delightful relations are you will find in Krishna. But they are in ontologically the same. But in pastimes different. The highest pastimes in Nandanandan Krishna. Nandanandan Krishna is feeling satisfaction. And his complete potency is serving him. That is serving him, giving Allahadini. There is called Lahadini Shakti. Sandhani Sambhid Lahadini Shakti. Sadamsa Sandhini. Chidamsa Sambhid. Anandamsa Lahadini. Lahadini Samaste. You can understand it. Lahadini means that it gives exhilarating happiness, ecstatic feeling. What you said? Ananda Dayini Shakti, giving ananda, giving happiness, giving ecstatic feeling, exhilarating feeling, very much to Krishna, and Krishna through Aladini Shakti, Radharani also giving to Krishna. Radharani is the presiding deity of the Aladini Shakti. If you want ananda, you have to get the grace of Lahadini Shakti. an Alladini Shakti has expressed and extended himself into eight forms, and today is Lalita Shakti. Lalita Shakti. Shakti means confidantes. Eight confidants in principle. Of them, Lalita is the foremost. When you perform Brajamandala Parikrama, you can go from Varsandham towards northeast of Varsandham. The place name is Uchagao, a village, Uchagao. And it is in the up, in the hillock. You have to climb about 40 steps. For heart patient difficult. Slowly, slowly you have to move. 40 steps, then you can get Lalita Shakti temple there. And inside the temple exists Radha Krishna, deities, and as well as Lalita Devi. We go there and perform circumambulation and also make obeisances. And now there is a big hall there. And we sit there and hear about the grace of, about the qualities of Lalita Shakti. And in that description of the qualities of Lalita Shakti, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is directly under him, I think you had been to Radha Kunda. I think so. The Radha Kunda, there are landing places of ghat. Ghat means landing places. Where eight ghats, landing. One, the prominent is Lalita Shakti Grove. It is what we call Kunja. In that Kunja, Bhaktivinoda Thakur remained there, performed bhajan. That is called Sananda Sugata Kunja. While you are circumambulating Radha Kunda, you will find a big well. And from there you have to go straight in this way. That place. Our Param Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, also performed the pastimes of performing bhajan there, in that cottage. There is one cottage there, where devotees can stay and perform bhajan. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Yes. Near the well. There. And because you are from Lalita, Rupa Goswami, etc. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Goswami Thakur both perform bhajan there. To the Lalita Saptami, we have to pray for the grace of Lalita Saptami and to speak about him, to hear about him. How we can speak? Bhaktivinoda Thakur had said, Siddha diha diya vrindavana maja sevam mritakara dan. Yaya prem matta kori mure shura nijogana dan. What is the meaning? Towards the end. Who can speak about Lalita Devi? By our material intellect, mind, with mind and thinking power, by going through scriptures, we can speak. Because they are transcendental and completely spiritual. Nothing material, no material sense organ, nothing. The other is completely spiritual and always saying, Kishore, కిషోర్ అడ్వర్టైజ్మెంట్ ఏజ్ కృష్ణ రాధర్ అండ్ అడ్వర్టైజ్మెంట్ ఆల్వేజ్ హియర్ కిషోర్ బాత్ దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ బాయ్హుడ్ చైల్డ్హుడ్ బాయ్హుడ్ దెన్ యూ గెట్ దిస్ అడ్వర్టైజ్మెంట్ బిట్వీన్ అడల్ట్ అండ్ ది బాయ్హుడ్ పరస్ అడ్వర్టైజ్మెంట్ ఫర్ దాట్ ఇస్ కిషోరి నిత్య కిషోరి ఇటర్నల్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ ఇటర్నల్ దేర్ నథింగ్ ఇస్ నాన్ ఇటర్నల్ నాట్ లైక్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ యూ హ్యావ్ గాట్ బర్త్ ఎనీ మోమెంట్ యూ మే డై సో మెనీ డిఫికల్టీస్ ఇన్ ది బాడీ దిస్ దేర్ ఇస్ their bones and flesh, etc., which will be buried or ultimately burned. Nothing will remain. But there everything is, even the atom bomb cannot destroy that. Atom bomb cannot destroy it, even could not destroy the air of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Because the air is finer than atom bomb. The finest is that place. So how we can think? Please give me realized form, realized transcendental spiritual form. Bhakti Thakur is submitting his prayer to Radha Krishna. Kindly give me realized spiritual form. And you give me the capacity, to Vrindavan Dham. If I go by this body to Vrindavan Dham, oh, Vrindavan Dham is not good, he said. So many difficulties. We are thinking about physical difficulties. But our Sara Goswami, they remain under tree. They see the tree in a different way. They see the all the sands, all the art in a different way. All transcendental. You cannot understand this. Everything is very charming there. Because everything is spiritual. Every particle of dust is spiritual. If you are here in this world, you are given a very, very good plot of land and so many things, big buildings, etc. But there are no lives there. No human beings, no birds, beasts, nothing. You will feel suffocation. You can get gold, diamond, everything. But you will get suffering and ultimately you may commit suicide. But you find one parrot, then you will parrot is business. You will get some sort of happiness because a particle of happiness is inside that. Atma is inside that. When Atma will live, then that parrot cannot give any satisfaction. As long as the Atma is there, then we will get satisfaction. But that is that place completely spiritual. So, ananda, you cannot imagine what sort of ananda is. No conditions you can imagine. And that we can get by the grace of as we have contact with sun, through the shining light of the sun. Like shining light is the complete spiritual potential, Radharani and his personal associates. They can take us there. Ignoring the light, can you see the sun? Sun, light, non-different. one, it is written in Gita, already you have heard, that karya karana kartitva hetu prakriti ruchyate. Purushokodhanang bhakti tetu ruchyate. Whatever is done by this body is going on. Dominant is here prakriti, energy, material energy, not spiritual energy. Karjakar effect and cause in this world. I have got this physical body. I am serving myself by my potency. Serving. But I am feeling happiness and or suffering, that is different. With enjoy aspect. Like the Supreme Lord is the predominating enjoy aspect, master aspect. And Radharani is the enjoyed aspect, predominated aspect. Radharani is not different from Krishna. So there cannot be any millions and millions and millions of gopis cannot become Radharani. Radharani is Krishna, complete spiritual potency. Nobody can, because you will find in Bhagavad Anayarayata Nunam, Bhagavan Hari Ishtar. Anayarayata Nunam, Bhagavan Hari Ishtar, Janna Viya Govindam, Vidyaram Anayata Raha. Indirectly it is said in Chaitanya, in Bhagavad. Our Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Guru Bhargava, they have explained clearly why Sukadeva Goswami did not tell. Because Radharani, if you utter his name, then your throat will be choked. Actual name, if it appears in you, that you will not be able to speak. Now he is to speak Bhagavat to Parikshit Maharaj. If he utters the name Radha, he will be choked and that topic will be in conflict. For that reason, Sukadeva Goswami indirectly said, Anayarayata Nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishwara. Janna Viya Govinda Pitara Varayat Raha. Why? We are all serving Krishna, all the gopis. Now in Rasa Lila, you understand, dancing with Krishna and other. Rasa Lila. In Rasa Lila, when Radharani left Rasa Lila, Krishna was crying for Radharani, could not remain. All the millions of gopis could not remain. They remained only to act according to the advice of Radharani, to serve Krishna. Without Radharani, nothing will be appropriate. All zero. So Krishna made the pastimes of weeping, searching for Radharani and getting him in a secluded place, and he got bliss. When Krishna left us, let all abandoned all the gopis and some special gopi in Bhagavad it is written like that. Radha is not written. That the special gopi must have served Krishna much more than us. Otherwise it cannot be happy. For that is Lalita Sakhi, now today is Advent Day, Lalita Sakhi appeared from the pores of the spiritual body of Radharani. All the Sakhis, Manjaris, they are coming from. In Brahma Pavita Praman, in Brahma Purana, you will find it. When you will go there, then you will find some steps to Jagao. You have to, in Sankirtan, you have to go up. And you will have the darshan. After darshan, you will perform parikrama. And after sitting, you have to do Sankirtan. And all the other requirements of Kartik Vrata, you will do there. But now they have made a very big hall. No difficulty. There. And Lalita Sakhi, he expressed his desire. Lalita Sakhi, Ajugga King Kure Virada Dharija Praya. Jugula Vilashi Jirasara Mandala Nijukta Kara Amaya. You please give me, first he said, give me realized form and after that everything will be given by Krishna, by Radha and by Krishna. We cannot do anything. Jugula Vilasa Nijukta Kara Amaya. And Siddha Deva Diya Vrindavana Vaja Sevamrita Karadhan. You give me your nectar of service by giving me realized spiritual form. That is spiritual religion. With this material body you cannot enter. Realized form. Vrindavana Sevamrita Karadhan. Piyaya Prem. You make me drink the prem, pure prem, which creates ecstasy prem, exhilarating prem. You make me drink and you speak through my mouth. I cannot even speak that. In this way, there will come. Piyayape matta kurime. You make me intoxicated. If you say intoxication, no, in a good sense. Intoxicated by prem. Then, by that prem, I may speak, but you are speaking through my mouth. And I am not speaking. I cannot hear. You have given me the strength to hear it from my ears. It is Chinmay. And after that, Jugala Vilasi Rasa Mandira Nijukta Karo Amaya. Lalita Sakhi Ajugga King Kure Virada Dharija Paya. Jugala Vilasi Rasa Mandira Nijukta Karo Amaya. He is submitting his prayer. Radharani, Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna, you have to submit prayer to Radha Krishna. Our object of worship is Radha Krishna, not Krishna only, or not Radha only. Without the grace of Radha, you cannot have any darshan of Krishna. Without the grace of light, you cannot see sun. Ignoring the light, you want to see the sun, you'll be failure. Sun is the grace of light of the sun, is the grace of sun. Like that. Radharani is the full spiritual potency grace incarnate form. And that has expanded, and we find our Guru and Guru Varga and all the personalities. All are included with him. You will find in another verse, রাধা ভজন যদি মতি নাই ভেলা, কৃষ্ণ ভজন তো অকারণে গেলা। ইউ হ্যাভ গট নো লাইকিং টু ওয়ার্শিপ রাধা, ইয়োর ভজন অফ কৃষ্ণ উইল বি ইউজলেস, উইল নট গিভ এনিথিং। রাধা ভজন যদি মতি নাই ভেলা, কৃষ্ণ ভজন তো অকারণে গলা। আত রহিত সুরজ নাহি জানি, রাধা বিরহিত মাধব নাই। উইদাউট সানলাইট আই ক্যানট হ্যাভ এনি নলেজ অফ সান, হাউ উই ক্যান সি সান টু দি সানলাইট। উইদাউট রাধা হাউ উই ক্যান সি দি বিউটি অফ কৃষ্ণ, রাধা ফার্স্ট দেন কৃষ্ণ, রাধা কৃষ্ণ নট কৃষ্ণ রাধা, লক্ষ্মী নারায়ণ সীতারাম রাধা রাম সীতা। ফার্স্ট ইউ হ্যাভ টু সি স্পিক অ্যাবাউট দি স্পিরিচুয়াল পটেন্সি, অ্যাবসলুট কাউন্টার পার্ট দ্যাট ইজ অলসো স্পিরিচুয়াল। সো টুডে ইজ ললিতা সপ্তমী তিথি, উই আর টু প্রে ফর দি গ্রেস অফ ললিতা সপ্তমী, ললিতা দেবী। অ্যান্ড উই আর নট সিইং হিম ডাইরেক্টলি or seeing her directly. Outwardly you are seeing Rupa Goswami is in this world male person, Swarup Damodar male person, Aramandar male person, but inwardly they are all Sakhis, Lalita Sakhi. Inwardly they are separate. They have come to fulfill the best times of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, through Lalita Sakhi, we have got Rupa Goswami, and through Rupa Manjari, and we have got our own Guru Varga. Our Saraswati Goswami Thakur, while delivering any sermons, he used to submit to the preceptual channel first. Preceptual channel and visible channel, and so that we can have actual idea of Krishna and Krishna Bhakti. Actual idea will descend from them by their grace. And if you want to know it by your own caliber, by your own intellect and material mind, you will be confused ultimately. Frustration will come. You will feel nothing. But that in today's Lalita Saptami, I have to speak something for this. But our big function we shall observe tomorrow. Tomorrow, Radhashtami. Radhashtami, here there will be a big function. From morning, in the morning it shall go. And there will be puja, mahabhishek. At mid noon, Radha Rich appears for as time. And after that, Sankirtan, always Sankirtan purpose. And there will be festival. Today is the Adivas. A function on the eve of a festival, a preliminary function today. We have to pray the grace of Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan, Lalita Sakhi. So Lalita Sakhi's arrival, appearance today. For that reason, we have got this opportunity. We shall pray for the grace of Lalita Devi, for the grace of Guru Varga and Guru Parampara, and so that we can get the grace of Radharani tomorrow. Radharani, how she has appeared, the Radharani's topic is very weak. In a short time, it's very difficult to say. Radharani, now those who say that there is no mention of it in scripture is wrong. In Brahma with the poet Puran, it is stated there. Demigods, they also see. So, Radharani appearing from the left side of Rash Mandal, platform of Rash, and ran towards Krishna. Ra, running means dhavaman. Some words you have to learn. Ra, dha. Rash means dhavaman. After appearing from the left side, Radharani rushed towards Krishna. Therefore they say Radha. Rash means dhavaman. Dha, Radha. Now, there it is written also, in that Parvati Devi, she wanted to know about Radharani from her husband. She was very confidential. Radharani, actually they were staying in Gorakh, Vrindavan. But they made some pastimes of appearing in this world by some action which we may not understand. What action? In Brahma Bhavita Puran is stated, Viraja, one of the Shakhi, is now with Krishna and serving Krishna, but all Shakhis are to serve Krishna through Radha. Not direct. But Viraja is doing this. Because they will arise, they will appear in this world for this sort of, that is their arrangement, we do not know. And Krishna heard about this. The Viraja is separately doing his service with Krishna separately. It is not good in discipline. Radharani went there very much enraged. When Radharani was coming, there are also messenger of Radharani, Duti, messenger of Radharani. They gave information. They thought thing was happening there. Radharani rushed to that place and Subal said to Krishna, Radharani is coming. We should not remain here. We should flee from that place. Otherwise there will be difficulty. We are here. Krishna was thinking, well, almost Radharani or within minutes will come. Then they fled. Subal Shakha and Krishna, perhaps all fled from that place. Krishna. And Viraja, no shelter, will rescue us, rescue me. And Radharani will come. Viraja also left her body and became a river. Viraja remained there as a river. When Radharani came, she saw nothing. Oh, nothing. to the water. After some time, Krishna came with all the Sakhis, main Sakhis, to Radha, to meet Radha, to speak something. Radharani could understand what happened. So Radharani reproached Krishna like anything, with harsh words. Yet bhakti? Pirajdi maan kore kore bharsan, vedastuti hai shade ha, hale maan maan. Inside there is love, outside using harsh words. You all deceived me. You are saying wrong. By that, Subal Sakha, you are very much Sudam Sakha was very much inside in the heart. He has got pain on hearing on such harsh words. Why you are using such harsh words toward my beloved Krishna? Why? He protested. On hearing protest, Radharani gave curse. You bore in the earth as demon, Shankarjudhara, as demon. And Shuvar also. You also, you have to go to the world. And you go there, and 100 years, you get separation grief from Krishna, 100 years. For what is this? So that Radharani appears, who have this. They made this pastimes. By cursing. Both are cursing. And Radharani appeared. Where appeared? That appearance place is Radhel, near our Gokul Mahavan, about 2 miles, two, three miles perhaps. There, not far. More than 2 miles. Inside you have to go. And there Vrishabhanu performed his father, her father, rather than his father, as at that time rather than didn't appear. Vrishabhanu performed immense penance. And also Vasudeva also performed. But Yogamaya appeared and said, you should perform with your consort. There are 4 garlands, amongst them Hastini, Pandini, amongst them Paddini is Radha. And but they wanted to see what Paddini, seeing Paddini appearing from a lotus of 100 petals, lotus. He was astonished to see the beauty. And Vrishabhanu was performing there by the side of Yamuna, performing immense penance. Then some say that lotus of 100 petal lotus in Yamuna appeared, and there was an egg there. And Vrishabhanu, what can I do? As the Yogamaya told, that you take this egg and put it before your wife, Kirtida, then you will get your daughter or son, whatever you want. Daughter would come. And he took before Kirtida, and it burst, and a daughter appeared from that place. Not like human being. Mm-hmm. Not today. Today is not there, I not be able to speak to them, so I say today. Tomorrow they appear to me. Today at least, because they will not be able to hear.
Vishwanu
is friend to Nanda Maharaj. Informed Vishwanu, I want to consult something to you. Vishwanu told, you come with Gopal, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, they went to Barsad, Vishwanur's place. And they met and they were speaking, they were so beautiful and eyes are closed. What can be done? And they were very much disappointed and disheartened. And they were speaking. In the meantime, Krishna crawled and went to that Radharani with closed eyes and touched Radharani. Radharani opened eyes. Radharani made his mind, when Krishna will come, I shall open my eyes and see. And they all are happy. In this way, Radharani's appearance tomorrow. And there are other words about Radharani in Vyakta Gautama Tantra. It has been explained by Chaitanya Charitamrita, Devi Krishnamayi Prakta. Radhika Paradevata. He is Sarva Lakshmi, Sarva Kanti, Sambhavini Para. Every word has been explained by. Tomorrow I shall speak about it. But now. So, because one kirtan I want to do. Radha Krishna Pada Kamale Mana. You may not be able to understand, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing, I am deprived of hearing this. I cannot go and attend the function. There, I cannot attend. No, kal nahi, aaj hoga, Lolita. Lolita Shokika Kirtan. That they have performed there, but I am absent. Radha Krishna Pada Kamale Mana.